You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast. This message was recorded live at our Manchester campus. We know this is a great investment into your life. So tune in, listen up, and stay focused. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
I'd love you to open up your Bibles right now to Matthew chapter 21, if you could do that. You know, Isaac Watts, when he wrote this psalm, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Receive her king. Let the earth receive her king." His inspiration, as Paul told us, was from Psalm 98, verse 4. Psalm 98, verse 4. And the Bible speaks, the psalmist says, "Shout for joy to our God." And every one of us has a reason to give God praise, honor, thanks, gratitude. And so today, what we're going to do, we're going to believe that as we learn to praise, God is going to move things in our life. He's going to shift us into a new gear. He's going to open up the miraculous. What I believe is praise paves the way for God's power. Praise paves the way for God's presence. And what we see in this carol, "Joy to the world, joy to the world. Let all the earth receive her king," is Isaac Watts wants us to understand the power of our praise today. The psalmist in 98 wants us to understand there is power in your praise. And today, if you would take your praise to the next level, your thanks, your honor, your gratitude of God, I believe your praise paves the way for his power in your life. Your praise paves the way for his presence in your life. Matthew chapter 21 and verse number 8, if you're there, it says, "There's a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him, Jesus, and those that followed, they shouted, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!'" They were shouting. I think some people would need to get you shout back in praise. God wants to shift your praise to the next level, because your praise releases his power and his presence in your life. These people weren't whimpering, they weren't whispering, they weren't worried about what the person to their left or their right were thinking. They said, "I've got a praise." And so they shouted, "Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered the city, Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred, and they asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus." What is today all about? What is this church all about? This is Jesus. Come on, someone say amen. 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 The first thing your praise does is your praise shakes things up. Verse number 8, it says, "A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road." This was a carnival atmosphere. I was Googling really hard to find some victory parades, because when the Bible speaks of praise, it speaks of carnival. It speaks of celebration. It speaks of leaping and dancing and shouting and singing and bursting into jubilant songs. I know no one's got that here. Obviously, wow. I know no one's got any praise here. But back then in Jerusalem, they weren't waiting for lyrics on a screen. Back then in Jerusalem, they weren't waiting for a worship leader, because the praise was ready, because the praise is an internal impression of what God has done in your life that causes an external expression. And so I know there's no praises here, but back in Jerusalem, there was people ready to praise, ready to shout, ready to sing, ready to lift up a shout of praise. So it was a carnival atmosphere. And I was Googling images of victory parades, because that was the image of what was going on here in Matthew chapter 21. And the only victory parades I could find all over the internet were these ones. And what's happening is the football team, when they win a trophy, what they'll do is put it, the whole team on the bus, the open top bus, and parade through the city. And the city stands in wait and just acknowledges, wow, these guys have accomplished so much. What we thought was impossible, these guys have achieved the incredible. They've done something phenomenal. And so there's people in front of the bus cheering and shouting. They're not waiting for lyrics on a screen. They're not waiting for a song leader because they've got the praise in them. And if the praise is in them, it finds a way to get out of them. And so if God's done something on the inside and you're a praiser, you'll find a way to get it outside. I said you'll find a way to get it out of you. You'll make a way to get it out of you. You'll say, depression, you're not having the shout here. I'm going to find a way. You're saying, I'm not going to worry about what the person to my left or right is thinking right now. I'm going to find a way to get this praise out of me. Hello, we're warming up. There's people in front of the bus. There's people behind the bus. There's people even under the bus. There's people in the scaffolding. They just can't believe what's happening. It's a carnival. And I want you to see these images because this is an image of what we're seeing in Matthew chapter 21. Jesus was not coming on an open top bus just for, you know, just keep it correct. Some email like, you know, what you said, I didn't agree with that open top bus thing. We'll just deal with that one. He was on a donkey, okay? So we're all good with that. But he's coming into the city, Jerusalem, on an open-top donkey. There's people ahead of him, leaping and shouting, bursting into song, throwing their football scarves on the floor. They are celebrating, welcoming the presence of God into their city because praise paves the way for power. Praise paves the way for the presence of God. And the presence of God, Jesus Christ, is coming into their city. And it was the praise that was preparing the way. Your praise prepares the way for the presence of God in your life. I wonder where you need the power and presence of God. Wherever you need it, how's it going to get there? With your praise. With your praise. And so the people were just celebrating. There's people behind the donkey. They were the cheap seats, you know. The people in the scaffolding. But people are celebrating. The presence of God is coming to this city. See, the presence of God, your praise shakes things up. Can you imagine the atmosphere for a moment? Of the people so excited. They've heard about Jesus for so long. But for many people, this is the first time. They're not just hearing about Jesus, but they're seeing Jesus face to face. The atmosphere is electric, pregnant with possibility. People are expecting just one touch. We've heard about so many stories. The woman who touched and was healed. People that Jesus spat in their eyes, they were completely restored. And for the first time, they're now face to face with Jesus. The presence of God shakes things up in your world. Just a few weeks ago, I had the privilege of going with my kids, Jazz and Zach, to Manchester United versus Juventus. This is the football game of all football games. Not even because Manchester United were playing, but because Cristiano Ronaldo, the greatest footballer on the face of the planet, is in the theater of dreams. Cristiano Ronaldo is not just any greatest footballer in the world ever, but he is one of our own. He was wearing the black and white stripes of Juventus, but on his heart, he has Manchester United. For 6 years, where nobody saw anything, Manchester United saw the potential. We released the potential, and then we released him, commissioned him to go into all the world. See, Manchester United raised Cristiano Ronaldo. He is who he is because of me. Because of a few things. But when you're there at the stadium, all the fans, because we have Cristiano Ronaldo on our heart, it is as every mom watches their kids performing in a nativity show. That's what it feels like for me watching Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm just so proud of what he's doing, you know. But you could sense the atmosphere of the stadium. As soon as he gets the ball, both the Juventus fans and the Man United fans recognize when he's got the ball, anything could happen, and it probably will. You see, when God is in your world, when he's around you, the atmosphere shifts. God shakes things up, because what you thought was impossible, just by your praise paving the way for his power, God shakes up everything that you thought was possible. And so those things that you've relegated, they'll never happen in my life. When you praise, your perspective is lifted. Your world is shaken. You think, wow, maybe God could do something in my life. Praise shakes things up. Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, it says, after the church prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God boldly. You see, your praise shakes things up in your world. It will change the way you see everything. It will change the way you speak about everything. It will change the way you act this week by letting your praise pave the way for his power and his presence. The second thing is this: your praise shakes things up. The second thing it does is it shifts things. Your praise shifts things. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 9, the people were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna!" That word Hosanna literally means he saves. This guy, we've heard about him saving others, but right now he's gonna save me. I wonder where it is in your life where you need God to come and intervene. You need God to save you. You've been believing for the miraculous, and you've tried everything. You've been everywhere, and nothing can change your situation. When you praise, you pave the way for his power, and you pave the way for his presence in your life. And it shakes things up. You see new possibilities, but it shifts things. Your praise goes ahead of you and changes situations. The Israelites, what would they do when they were going to go out in battle? They would send the Levites out first. Who were the Levites? The praise and worship team. So we do not know which way to go. The best thing we're gonna do is not find more reasons, find more logical explanations. The best thing we're gonna do is not have a discussion. The best thing we can do now to know what we've gotta do is send out that praise. Because our praise paves the way for his power. Our praise paves the way for his presence. Your praise shifts things. Psalm 121 verse 1, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth. Your praise will shift things in your life. Where is it this week? If you could change one thing, what would it be? I wonder if today, just by simply stepping up your praise, by doing what David did, a third of the Psalms, he makes this declaration, I will praise the Lord. Just like you, he didn't feel like it. Circumstances weren't going according to plan, but he made his decision, I will praise the Lord. I wonder what would happen this week if you made a decision before I step out of this front door. I will praise the Lord. I will burst into jubilant song. I will shout for joy joy to the world. The Lord has come. God, you are about to come into my day. You are about to intervene in my situation. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. As soon as I step out this front door, God, let all the earth receive their King. I wonder what happened if you praised this week before you got out your front door. You watch things shift in your world. Things that you've been believing for, things you've maybe even been praying for, things you've been talking about with everybody. The thing that changed was not a situation or a circumstance. The thing that changed before you crossed that line, you said, I will praise the Lord. I will praise you, God, before I go anywhere, before I do anything, before I know anything. God, I'm gonna lift up a shout. I'm gonna praise you, God. I'm gonna praise you. You deserve my best. Praise Jesus. You deserve him. See, these people in Matthew 21 understood they weren't waiting for someone else. They weren't waiting for things to get better because they understood their praise paves the way for his power. Your praise paves the way for his presence in your world. They understood their praise shakes things up. Their praise shifts things. And the third thing is your praise stirs things. It shakes things, it shifts things, and it stirs things. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 10, the Bible tells us, as the city looked on this crowd, celebrating, bursting into jubilant songs, shouting for joy, praising God, as they were welcoming the presence of God into their life through their praise, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? What is going on? Maybe you're sat here today going, what is going on? This is Jesus. You see, Jesus shakes everything up in your world. Jesus is the God who will shift things in your world. Obstacles, mountains that you thought there is no way of getting through this, round this, over this. The presence of God shifts things in your life. And God stirs the whole of your world. The whole city was stirred. Our city is waiting to be stirred by a church who understands the power of praise. Who understands, I'm not gonna wait for somebody else to praise. I'm not gonna wait for someone who's called a worship leader. I'm not gonna wait for the band to be good or bad or my favorite song to be on, because I don't need anything this morning. I said, our city is waiting for a church who realizes they're not waiting for a band. They're not waiting for a praise leader because they have the praise. Our city is waiting for maybe just one person in this room who will go first, who will celebrate with everything they've got. Our city's waiting. Maybe there's just one person here today. I don't know whether you're on the front, whether you're on the back. I don't know where you are. I don't know if you've got a title, you're a life group leader. I don't think that even really matters this morning, because our city's waiting for just one person today in this room who's saying, I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna shout. I'm gonna dance. I'm gonna leap. I'm gonna celebrate. I'm gonna break through because there's power in my praise. I don't think there's that person here. Are you here today? I said, are you here today? I wonder if it's you today. I wonder if it's you today who's saying, my praise is gonna lead. My praise is gonna go first. Circumstances, you can just wait where you are. Good or bad, just wait for a minute. Doesn't really matter. I'm sending out the Levites. Come on. I'm sending out the Levites. Oh, it doesn't matter about the job. Doesn't matter about the family. Doesn't matter about the brokenness. Doesn't matter about the sickness. Levites, Levites, come on. Levites, we're going to praise. We're going to push through. We're going to push through because my praise paves the way for your power. My praise paves the way for your presence. Come on. Come on. Come on, lift up your shout. Come on, I don't know if you know, but like the people in Jerusalem that day. Oh, wow, we've heard what you've done in those stories. We've heard what you did with somebody else. I've been believing and praying for so long. I've heard about you, Jesus. What? That is Jesus. He's in my city. He's in my town. His presence is here. Oh, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to shout because I want His power. I want His presence. I want it in my world. And so, God, I'm going to lift up my praise. I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to jump. I'm going to dance. I'm going to shout. Oh!
Come on.
Yes! Jesus, you're the God who's got the power to shake everything. You can shake everything. God, shake things up in my world. God, let 2019 be a year way beyond all that I thought, imagined, anything I've dreamt up. Shake every expectation. Shake every sense of what you could do. God, I want you to shake me to the core. God, I want you to shift something. Has anyone here got something you need shifting? Come on, anyone got a mountain? Anyone need a miracle? How's that mountain gonna move? Come on. How's that obstacle gonna get out of the way? Come on, it's our praise that paves the way for His power. It's our praise that paves the way for His presence. Because it's in our praise that God shifts things. So if you want something shifted, let's get out our seat. Let's lift up a shout. Let's praise. What we're going to do right now is I want you to think about the thing, the obstacle, the blockage, what you need God to do in your life, what you need to shift. And in a moment, the band, just in this next moment, they're not going to play other than Camillo's going to lead us. We're going to hear the sound of the trumpet. And as he plays and as he worships, you're going to sense, wow, God, you are giving me territory. As you praise with a trumpet, I want to hear every voice lifted up, giving God His, what He deserves, giving the best of your praise. That means you've got nothing left to give. In the foyer after the service, there should be a whole bunch of people absolutely exhausted. Are you ready? Because something's going to shift in this moment. Something is about to shift. Every hand raised. Come on, what is it you need shifting? What is it you need shifting? What is it you need shifting? Come on, let faith rise. Let God's power and His presence shake you to the core right now. Come on, strip off every limitation. Anything that's held you back. Anything that's kept you small. Right now, God is shifting things in our praise in a moment. God is going to remove something that's kept you limited. That's kept you small. God is going to blast it. He's going to rain down. The floodgates of heaven are going to pour over this place. So on the sound of the trumpet, on the sound of the trumpet, I want every person to lift up a huge shout of praise as you welcome the power and presence of God into your world. One, two, three.
Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com. We'd love for you to join us at one of our campuses, Manchester, Chester, or online, every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.